How's the weather today?
It's fucking pouring. I mean, look at this. Wait, let me check it out.
Yeah, it's gloomy and it's fucking hot.
That is true.
Jared?
Nothing? No contribution?
No contribution whatsoever.
Well, you see, I just came back from the pits of hell.
So what do you guys think about this, like, Area 51, like, raid?
I think there's going to be a lot of 50 cals going off.
Fucking A. Like, listen,
a lot of dead civilian bodies, maybe?
Probably. Over five, I think it's around five or six, 500 or 6,000 people have signed that petition to go raid Area 51.
And just, you know what they say?
Repeat that number again.
500,000. Wait, 500 or 600,000 people signed up.
Then they might win.
What do you mean they might win?
Bullshit, you know half of them ain't gonna show up.
Yeah.
Then they suck,
yeah.
And plus, you know, the way I look at it, that, you know, the U.S. fucking military is guarding Area 51. They got guns, they got bullets, they got grenades. They got every fucking thing to shoot them motherfuckers.
It's hard enough to, like, go into, like, Fort Knox.
Well, that's where all our gold is stashed. You know that.
So if you think they got that locked up pretty tight, you know damn well that one is.
Now we're just getting into conspiracy theories here, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine with that. I forgot that we were recording. I thought we were just talking.
No, we're doing it live, Johnny.
Okay, that works.
Doing it live.
Okay, so
Mexican, I don't know. Come here, the Mexican.
Come here, Daisy. There you go. Anyway, but yeah, over 500,000 people are going to, like you said, most ain't going to show. There's probably going to be like one dude out of that whole thing.
That's really curious.
Yeah, that's going to show up, and he's going to be like, where are my people at? And he's the only one standing out of the fucking
And then he's going to get shot, and he's going to disappear.
Yeah, he's like, maybe they're already in there running sort of gate. The only thing here is a 50 caliber go off. That's it.
Don't lick me right now.
As long as it ain't the army boys up there, then they'll miss about four or five shots. Oh, shit, I didn't say that.
Let me say this. Like, every video game that you've been shot at, how many times have those fuckers missed?
I know, right?
What?
Like, in
every chase, it's like Family. They have some Family Guy where the prison guards are holding their guns backwards.
Yeah. But, like, have you ever played, like, an action game where, like, you're running through and, like, you're getting shot at and every one of those fuckers miss?
I think I've done that once. Just once.
No, I'm, like, in, like, cutscenes.
You know those were purposely missed, right?
I guess so, but I'm just saying, like, in real life, I'm gonna be aiming down, like, fucking, you know.
Maybe it's just like Snoop Dogg showed up, they smoked a good fat one.
And possibly, yeah.
So, you wanna give me a tour? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Do you have a wife and kids? Yeah, actually, as a matter of fact, here's a picture of my wife, there's my first kid, there's my second kid. You're never gonna see him again. Hood over the face.
It's kind of like that Men in Black situation.
And this is how we all disappear because of a podcast, boys.
No.
Yeah, more than likely.
Okay, that was weird.
Let's just continue.
Okay. Anyway, but like, I'd say Facebook and what, Tumblr's probably the worst when it comes to memes of that stuff. Like, some people just takes it way too serious.
Yeah.
I mean, the way I look at it is they all gonna die.
Yeah.
Because you know there's gonna be that one guy who shows up that actually thinks that he's gonna go right through them gates into Area 51 where they're hiding all the drug cartel drugs and the drug money.
Oh, yeah. So I just got a little notification on this. So, for the first time, North Korea, the ICBM missile can now hit all the mainland Americans. That's what the U.S. military says. Well, that's awesome.
Well, boys.
Last time they ended up into the ocean, so I'm kind of curious if it'll...
Basically, what they're saying is, yeah. Florida, leave it, say, fuck it, leave it to the Cubans in California.
Probably like
you're
the
fucked.
Whole East Coast, you know?
Well, I mean, hey.
It's the West.
It's California. That was the first little area to legalize marijuana, so they're too high to give a shit.
It's just East. Okay, so yeah, East Coast.
Well, I mean, you know, we could do without.
Oh, Joey's fucked.
Poor Joe. All right, Joey. You know, we're sorry.
Yeah. Well, like, I have a lot of updates in this. Ooh, 60 teens attack employees, vandalize, and loot Philly drugstore.
Huh? How much you want to bet they was going for Sudafed?
They were probably going for Sudafed. What do you think? Probably.
Making that good crystal meth.
Yeah. That's, don't do drugs, kids.
Don't do drugs, they're bad.
Oh, did you guys hear about that Coast Guard that jumped on that submarine and like got like 40,000 things of drugs or whatever?
No.
A Coast Guard dove. I'm pretty sure it was either in North or South Carolina or probably around that area. And he jumped onto a submarine and knocked on the hatch because it was like a drug operation or some shit. Kind of like you'd see on like GTA.
Yeah. And he got him some drugs.
Well, yeah, he got over about 40,000, I think it was 40,000 pounds.
That was a lot of cocaine, kids.
That was a lot of cocaine. What are you looking up, bud?
Oh, my God. But, I mean, everything's going to shit. Gas prices are going back up.
I don't know. Speedway's been doing pretty good.
Hey, yeah, Speedway's the only place that's open when I get off work.
Hey, that's the truth.
Damn, second shift my ass.
Oh, let me go tell you a story. So, I was on my way to work one day, right? And, like, we were going down the road. Like, you know, everybody's talking and stuff. There's this chick in front of us. Okay, she slowed down and we didn't know why. There was a red Mustang backing up on our side of the road. Like, you know that curve down here? The curve that's, like, really dangerous? You know what I'm talking about?
You mean the one where I almost fishtailed the S10?
Yeah. Well, it was on that road. That red Mustang was in our lane and was backing up. How he got there is beyond me. I was confused why he just didn't turn around and, like, just drive off that way, you know?
I'd say probably if it was a Mustang, was the road wet?
No, it was dry.
Well, then he probably tried to do some fancy shit and lost it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, he was backing up. There wasn't a scratch on the vehicle. And I think it's just a bunch of teenagers being dicks, you know?
Even though we're all teenagers. No, never mind. I'm 20.
I'm fixing to be 20 in like fucking a month. Same goes for this. Freaky guy. But anyway, we were going, then we ran into this. And this this dude, he fucking drove like that for at least 5 minutes. And then all of a sudden he gets stuck, like he just stops in the middle of the road. This chick, you know, we just following him, like, we'll get to it straight away, that way we just pass, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we never got to there, we were still in the curve, and fucking, we ended up, like, everybody stopped. Like, we stopped, the chick in front of us stopped, and that asshole in front stopped, okay? Well, we were like, I wonder what they're doing. Out of nowhere, this chick hops out of her van and goes over to the car and starts fucking beating on the window. And, like, she's yelling at it and all that junk. She goes back to the van, and we're like, okay, she's probably just told him to stop, fucking around. That way she could pass. Well, that didn't turn out the way she wanted it to. And when I thought she was getting into the car, she wouldn't get into the car. This is what she did. She reached in her car and pulled out a Glock. And all of a sudden we hear, I will fucking shoot you. And I'm like, well, I'm fixing to witness a murder. This is going to like, what do I tell the cops? Like, I was sitting there watching the whole thing. And they're going to be like, could you stop it? And I'm like, no. And then when I ask one of them, they're like, it's going to be like, you know, what the freak? Like, why didn't you do it? Like, one, if I did run over, that'd be, like, you know, a felony against me. Like, that'd be bad. But, like, it was so funny because she got out and she was like, I will shoot your ass. And I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. And all of a sudden, you fucking see that red Mustang just go, and just fucking take off backwards.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I don't know. Have you got, well, besides the BMW, that was...
$30,000 truck hit a $40,000 car. That was a great day.
I don't know. You want to talk about that or no?
No. That's a story that needs to die off, God. I got a whole new front end, too.
What do you know? You got anything to put? No.
Well, we had... somebody finally got arrested at Lowe's the other day.
Something like that to you, too?
Yeah, so I just came to work one day. I was outside pushing carts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of a sudden, I watched this cop just creep up to the entrance door.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, cool, maybe he's just need to go in for something.
Long clippings.
Hey, no lies. Seriously, cops has come in there in uniform before, so I didn't think nothing about it. So I was like, okay, cool, this is whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, he turns lights, sirens, everything on. He turns a spotlight on, spotlights this dude. I was like...
You fucking raised your hands. I'm like, nope, I give up. I didn't do it.
I just like, I work here, officer. Well, I walk in about 30 minutes later. I took my first 15-minute break.
Fucking pushing buggy out into the parking lot, dropping it to ground.
Anyway, I walk in there, take my 15-minute break. One of my managers walk in. He's like, yeah, as the first guy who stole something that actually been arrested at this place.
Wow.
Since it's been open. You know what he was trying to steal?
What?
A chainsaw with a box still in it. Still in the box.
Really?
You know how sometimes, though, like, it has the little safe, like, the little security thing on it?
Yeah.
Still had security thing on it and everything. First time anybody's ever been arrested at Lowe's for stealing something.
That's funny. Did I tell you what happened to me? Mm-hmm. Chris, did I tell you?
No.
About this chick being arrested at work?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you told us something.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say names or anything, but, you know. But I was at work, and, like, well, you know, where I'm in a factory, we just, like, make parts for stuff and, you know, all that. Well, I was on my line one day, and, you know, we just said no work and all that, and all of a sudden, we just see cops show up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, okay, this is weird. So we just kind of sit there working. And this
see, it's not like Lowe's. You know, once in a while, you'll see one come in uniform. Like nothing, you know.
There's like at least four guys.
Yeah, but, you know, I've seen a couple of cops walk in, and I was just like, hello, officer. I didn't come in here roasting the tires. Hey, where's your tarps at? Down that aisle.
Yeah.
You know?
But all of a sudden, they just come up to my line. At that point, I was like, well... I plead the fifth, like I didn't do nothing, and then they just walk over to this chick and just put her in handcuffs and just take her out, and I'm over here like, I wonder what happened, and I didn't really find any articles online about, like, you know, what it was.
Then again, $20 says drugs.
That's what I'm saying. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah.
Think so? Well, you know, after that happened, my supervisor comes over and she's got a new chick there, you know, she's like, you know,
replaced within seconds, God.
Yeah. But like, she puts her on there and she's like, here, we need to do this. She's like, I don't know how to do this. And I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. I might have to, you know, train somebody. So she's like, here, I'll stay here and I can train you. My supervisor has never ran one of those lines. Like, she came in as a supervisor. She didn't start from the bottom, work way up. She came in as a supervisor. And it was so funny because they ran the line good, you know, it got caught up with two people and all that.
See, that's why I have a little bit of respect for my store manager, because he actually started out doing what I did when I started out at Lowe's. He unloaded trucks too and then worked his way up. See, what I don't get is why they just hire somebody fresh off the street for a management, for like a... not even a management position, like an assistant manager or a higher-up position.
The reason of that is it's not like, you know, like they knew the person really well.
Yeah,
or something
I mean,
like that. But
I
like,
get
it's
that.
Mostly experience.
At the same time, though, it's like it just makes me give somebody more respect. It's like
if you started,
it's like you started out digging, gripping, and. You know, sweating like I did.
Because now the other co-workers and everything.
unloading a you know, 12,000, 13,000 piece truck.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hated those damn trucks.
I'd say so. I remember you coming to class when we were still in high school.
Senior year, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Every morning, I'd walk in with two resellable monsters in my each back pocket, sit down, God damn, I hate my job.
Yeah, what was her teacher's name? Was it Monica?
Monica. Yeah. Miss Jones.
Yeah.
Monica Jones.
Well, it was so funny because at the end of the year, she gave us rewards.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was leave and come back.
Yeah.
Because I left because I went to an alternative school to finish. You know, I was going to graduate on time, and I wanted to graduate, so I went to that school, and I got my diploma earlier on. But, like, it was funny what his reward was. You know what I'm telling?
My award. She gave me mine last for some reason. And I looked down at it, and it said, I work with idiots. And I looked up at her, and I said, oh, really? She's like, yeah. And I was like, you forgot a part. I work with fucking idiots.
Yeah.
And she just laughs and walks up behind her desk. She's like, y'all are my favorite kids. And I was like, damn, you got low standards.
Well, you remember what you were saying, Chris?
Nope, I didn't know. I was a third.
What was his? Was the first one?
First one in.
Yeah.
First one in.
I remember that for some...
It's
that
funny too because I like as soon as like I always walked before we rode the bus together. Like I always came in right behind you. I was surprised you didn't say follower of Chris.
Follower of Chris. See, I would always.
I'm like, this ain't no cultist shit.
The only reason I was like the last couple ones in because I always went to that little Chinko gas station to get monsters every morning.
Yeah.
God.
I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like, you know, going out and working. That was a lie. But, you know.
I mean, I didn't per se hate my job. I just didn't like some of the people I was forced to work with.
Now, listen, you can't help that. You can't help. Now, listen, everybody that I work with, everybody loves
you. I actually got a story.
You got a story? What do you got?
I can't.
Oh, you can't say it? Okay.
No, I can't. It's a good one.
Okay, but. Like, ever since I started working at where I'm at now, I started at the bottom, I was a molder, which basically, you took the parts out of the machine, you put it in a trim press, and then, you know, clamp the parts down, then send them on.
Well, you want to know what's funny? Your factory works with fiberglass a lot, doesn't it?
We work with plastic.
Okay, never mind, it's a different factory.
Like, you know your air conditioning unit?
Yeah.
Okay, we make that.
Oh, cool.
You know, the fan and the tubes?
Yeah,
and all that?
Yeah.
That's it.
But, I mean, I'll tell you a little story. About, I'd say I'd been working at my place of employment for about a month, and I had not said more than three words to anybody. Well, one night we didn't have a truck.
Yeah.
And I went and worked with plumbing. With a couple of people, I won't name names. And
for obvious reasons, we don't want to be sued.
for clear cut reasons. So I was just standing there putting up just down stock and putting stuff on shelves.
Yeah.
So there wouldn't be any IRP, you know, as many IRPs in that department the next morning.
I swear to God, I thought you were streaming, sorry.
Anyway.
It looked like you were streaming there for a second. Are you playing Sudoku?
No.
Oh, you're on the hard thing. Never mind. Yeah, sorry, yeah. Continue.
And customer walks up to me. And at this point, I still didn't even have my vest at this point. All I had was my name tag.
You know, like, they should have gave you, like, an orange vest or something, like, to see that you're new. Like,
yeah,
that's what they did at my work.
See, my work, they just done the name tags. So you still got asked, hey, do you work here?
It's like, hey, Jace.
No, except for they call me Taylor at work.
Oh,
all right. Well, anyway. Customer asked me a question. I just...
Hold on.
Yeah, I just hold up one finger, walk over, tug on this guy. Oh, again, I won't name names, but this guy, fucking amazing. He's my... favorite just guy to just talk to. I can actually sit and hold a conversation with this man.
Mm.
I just tug him by the shirt and just point at the aisles. because I was that shy, and I just following to, you know, learn something. And after that customer walks off, he turns around, looks at me, and is like, "You know, you could speak to me, right?" I just shrug and walk off.
I'd have been a smart ass and went, "Me no habla inglés."
Well, go walk in there, sit down. I had no friends except for the people who I knew from outside, you know?
Yeah. Like me and...
Yeah. Well, anyway, I walk into the break room, sit down, buy a pop. You know, I'm just sitting there on my phone, drinking my pop. And all of a sudden, two guys walk in. Now, these two have slowly but surely became my best friend, like work friends.
Yeah.
We throw shit at each other. We bitch at each other.
For some reason, I see like you working in an aisle, and then all of a sudden you see a fucking door. Just
something like that. But anyway, they walk in, they look at me, and they like, "Are you just a mute, or are you fucking deaf?" And I was like, I just shrugged. And they were like, "You know, you're a fucking bitch." And I just look at them. First full sentence. "Fuck you too, you motherfuckers." And they were like, "It speaks!"
"It speaks!"
And, you know, now all the new hires, they're like, "You know, looking at you, you're really intimidating. But when you actually talk to you, you're a really cool guy." And I was like, "Yeah, you should have seen me when I first got hired. I was a fucking mute." You can, and like I pointed out at one of the guys, and like they told him, "Yeah, for the first month, he said like four words. Two of them were fuck, and one of them was damn." Another one was, "Hey, when do we get?" And the other ones was,
"When
hey,
do we get paid?
Yeah, when do we get paid?
Yeah.
Is this pay week?"
It was like when I started mine, like you guys know how I am. If there's somebody new, I usually just go up and talk to them.
Yeah, that's not me though.
Like,
for example, Howard here, I've known him for several years.
It's been nine?
Yeah, something like that-ish. When we first met, we got set down next to each other in our damn science class.
That was awesome.
Yes. And he just turns around, looks at me, he's like, "Hey, what's up, man?" Not a single word was said. And he just started following me around like a lost fucking puppy for a whole week.
I was trying to get you to talk.
Until finally, I just turned around and said, "What in the hell do you want?"
"I need a friend."
And we became, you know, slowly but surely, we became best friends.
Chris, do you remember how we met?
Pretty sure. I think. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Freshman year of high school, man.
Yeah, freshman year. I think it was originally ROTC, wasn't it?
That's how you two met.
Yeah.
How me and Chris met was a very much more interesting, you know, simple thing.
Yeah.
Walked over to a couple of my, you know, my friend group at that time, sat down, and I noticed the new guy sitting there, and I was like, "Okay, whatever." And he was like, "Damn, I want a tea." Out of nowhere, I just stand up, walk over, go buy a tea, walk back over, set it down in front of him, set it back down. It's like, "Damn, I need a dip." And he's like, "Here you go."
Yeah, it's Timberwolf Winter Greens.
Yeah.
No, I think it was Kayak. It was either Kayak or Timberwolf.
I will never forget when you guys were taking Greenhouse and you guys got that fucking habanero.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was...
Didn't I eat that on the bus? That was awful.
You ate one on the bus. He talked me into taking a bite in sixth period. And I want you to know, that was the best drive home ever.
Like,
in that
S10. Yeah. That was funny. I was like,
you
I
just
remember, was it in English when you leaned over? And you were like, "Hey, Howard." And I was like, "What? You want a habanero?" And I'm like, "Where the hell did you get a habanero at?"
Our greenhouse class. But anyway. It messed with me so bad. You just see this kid with his head stuck out his window rolling down the main street going 55 miles an hour like a damn golden retriever sticking his head out the window.
I can see that huffing and puffing. It's like, "I'm going to die." The fucking car's like three wrecks.
No, I need to tell this. Friday evening, I was off work. I got paid that day. So I was going to make my truck payment in Corbin. Mm. I was rolling by myself like usual, just blasting my music, having a wee grand time. And all of a sudden, you know, got in front of our old middle school, and this lady in this little sports car.
Next to the dollar store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the light was completely green, and I was cruising at 55, because that was speed limit down through there.
She's gonna let me guess, got a wild hair in her ass.
All of a sudden, she just locks it up like the light turned when it was still green. Like, you know how they had the warning flashing lights when it's about to turn red? They weren't even on. Mm. Well, so here I am, son. And you know that truck had front and back disc brakes, so it had that anti-lock system where the back tires aren't supposed to lock.
Yeah.
Well, son, that shit didn't work then. I slammed on that fucking brake. My truck literally almost fishtails into the ditch line.
Oh, wow.
And I just looked back up after I'm death gripping the steering wheel with both hands. You know how I drive.
Yeah.
One hand on top. Both hands in the actual 10 and 2 position, death gripping.
I wonder if
I literally look up. This lady just raises her arm up because she was driving a convertible, flipped me off, and drove on.
Oh, wow. I will.
And it's not like, hey, I drove an S10, so it wasn't a nice truck, but if I would have ditch-lined my truck, would have had to call one of my buddies, or heaven forbid, a tow service to pull me out of that ditch, mm-hmm. I'd have been pissed. Because, Derek, should I tell the story of how I sold the said S10? It got the truck I drive now?
Yeah.
Well, intake gasket was clogged, so it was pissing gas back out as I was putting it in. Used gas like crazy. Well, then the rear end started acting like it was either going to lock up or blow up, one of the two. Well, I took it to a nearby lot that sold new and used trucks in our small town. Me and my dad both looked at this old man and said, "Hey, buddy. Yeah, the key's in it. Take her for a spin." He wouldn't listen. He walked out there, son. Fired her up. Listened to it. Shut it off. Fired it back up again to make sure, you know, it would start. You know, just continuously start. Nothing wrong with it. He walked back in there and Dad was like, "Hey, man, we drove yours. You drive ours." He didn't listen to him. He cut us a check for $2,800. 2 weeks later, I was driving the new truck. Well, come to find out, a guy that lives down my road that does pools at the county fair,
Yeah. He
works for this particular lot.
Yeah.
It was sitting in front of his garage, and he worked on it for 2 weeks straight. Hey, we told him to test drive it. He didn't listen.
Oh, shit. When was the last time you guys been to the beach?
Oh, with my real mother? When I was really, really young. I went to Myrtle Beach.
Like, when was the last time you went to the beach?
Went to a beach.
Went to a beach, like near the ocean or something like that.
I've never been to a beach near the ocean.
Really?
The last time I've been to a beach, I got an infected toe and I've never been back.
Oh, shit. We need to take a trip to, like, Florida or something.
No, thank you. They got hurricanes.
Well,
and they got Cubans.
Can't go to Texas. They got hurricanes, too.
We going to Texas because they still got the stand your ground law.
Anyway, let me tell you a story about my trip to Florida. Y'all know Peyton, right?
Eldridge. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Hell, me and you came over here to his house one day because we skipped, going to class.
Yeah. But anyway, it was so funny because we had this plan for a couple of months. Oh, well, hold on. Yeah, I'm playing the video. You want me to read that out loud or no?
No.
Alright. Oh, wait. What?
There's more.
Wait, let's go back up. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. That's how you do it. But, no. So, me and Peyton, he invited me to come with him on this trip with him and his, you know, folks. And it was funny because he asked me if, like, I've ever been to the ocean and all that. I said, yeah. He's like, have you ever been to Florida? I was like, no. And he's like, well, me and my, you know, parents are going. Do you want to come? And I was like, yeah, that works. Now, when I was younger, my mom and dad, they went to Florida. Didn't take me.
And well, no wonder. You're a pasty-ass white. You'd burn.
I know, right? Well, here's what's funny. Yeah, like, as soon as we got there, we spent about almost every time, like, at the ocean, okay? There's one day in particular where I kind of just, like, sat in the tank because I was burning all the hell. And we were, you know, we got there. We drove across this long bridge. Yeah, but...
Stacey's ready.
Okay. Thanks. Anything else?
That's the only one that I've seen
popped
up so far.
Alright, awesome.
The only reason why I see it is because I had to
leave,
so I walked by it.
Gotcha. Anyway, we drove... Okay. But we were driving across this long-ass bridge. We were going to Destin. Kind of like here's Georgia, and then right below it's Destin, Florida.
Ah, Georgia.
Georgia is awesome. Like, I love the way it
looks. I won't preference the BMW story. I went to Georgia the week before on a fishing trip. I come back after spending $300 to go on said fishing trip. Wrecked my truck.
Yep.
Had a shitty-ass time. I mean, it was a good fishing trip. I didn't really do that good, but anyway, I'd spend time with the family.
Yeah.
But as soon as I get back, I'm like, I'm off work. I just got paid. I'm going to go out with the boys. And then, boom.
Well, he fucked a BMW next to a sex shop.
I rear-ended a BMW right next to the local sex shop.
But
yeah, I'm surprised. I don't think anybody's been caught with that
joke
before.
Oh, no.
No.
I'm walking.
But
racist as hell, but it's still funny. Just yeah. A tiny bit.
Well, back to my thing. This we're going across this bridge. This bridge took like at least three, four minutes to drive across, so it was a pretty long bridge. And well, we were going down there. We got all set up at our hotel and all that. Well, we went to the ocean. Well, me and him decided to go, you know, pretty good ways. I mean, if we swam down, I'm pretty sure it'd been like 20 foot or something like that. But, now he told me right before we got into the ocean, he's like, now, this, well, technically I told him this. I was like, listen, that's the only time you see me get out of the ocean is if there's a shark. So, we were out swimming one day, and this is from his perspective, according to him. He was, like, we were sitting there. We were far out there, too, man. And we were swimming, you know, having a good time and all that. Then all of a sudden, he sees my white ass goes, shoo, right across, like, just fucking booking it toward the shore. And we're, like, you know, in his head, I just seen a fucking shark, okay? So I got to the shore. Turned around, and the only thing I seen was arms flailing, coming back. And I was like, oh, well, this is going to be a fun story to tell. Because I didn't see a shark. The thing that freaked me out was... Remember that story about that dude getting...
Stung by a stingray?
Yeah, being stung by a stingray and fucking died.
Dundee.
Well,
Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah. Well,
no, that's the movie character.
No, Crocodile Dundee died from stingray.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Well.
And there was a survivor who died from a stingray, too.
Well, a fucking stingray crossed, like, my fucking foot. That's why I fucking booked it. One reason is I didn't want to die. Two, I was like, as soon as he got back to the shore, he was fucking out of breath and all that. He turned around and looked at me, and he's like, did you see a shark? And I was like, nope. And he's like, well, why the fuck did you swim so fast? And I was like, my foot touched a stingray. And he's like, God dang it, Abe. And we fucking went back out there. And then we got back to the hotel and he told his folks that. And that was so, I will never forget that. That was so fucking funny. The only thing you've seen was a white man fucking booking to the shore. And that was it.
It's like that time me and you got accused of being Klan members. Because remember that pit, that like pale white hoodie I used to wear?
Yeah.
Back in the day. Yeah, so me and Howard here got
yeah.
accused of being Klan members yeah. at our middle school.
And we're like, no, no, we just like white. That's about it.
Because he's pasty ass white, and I used to wear like a black or a white. It was like a zip up jacket slash hoodie. Oh my god!
Like it was just like,
Oh, those were the days. But you remember that day that half the school threatened to jump my ass?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yep. I walked with you in the halls, didn't I?
Yeah. Would you like to regale that tale?
I don't think I remember that well, to be honest.
So basically how it went was, one morning on the bus, I got into a fight. Now this is why. So basically I got into a fight on the bus. I didn't get rolled up or suspended. The other guy did. Well, what happened was I ended up staying home a couple of days because I had a broke nose and all this shit. So parents let me stay home, whatever. Well, when I come back, apparently some shit got spread and half the school wanted to kick my ass.
I forgot what it was. Out, so they were.
Yeah, but do you remember it now that I've kind of...
Yeah.
It's like, okay. And then finally, after it all cooled down, I just sat down and I was like, so why did y'all want to fight me? And they were like, I don't know. It seemed like a good idea.
It seemed like a good idea.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay, whatever. And you can ask Howard, you can ask Chris. I may be a sarcastic bastard, but 9 times out of 10, I don't say a word. I just blast my music.
Yeah.
You won't hear my voice from while I'm walking up. You'll hear my music when I'm walking up.
That's the true thing. Remember walking into class, the only thing you hear is music. Yeah. Mr. Robinson that told you to turn it down a little bit?
No, it was
Who was it? I think it was
our algebra teacher, freshman year.
Mink.
I didn't have Mink. I had
Yeah, he didn't have
me. Well, it was when me and him, it was Miss Hibbert that told me to turn it down a lot.
Mink, the class that I had with
Chris here, every morning I would walk in. What was that? Like our second period or was yeah, it was second period. I would walk in, I would pop one out. Us because Chris would always say something to me, and then I would just hear Mink just you can hear that man staring at you.
You can feel the bold sweat just dripping down his forehead.
And then he just looks at me and raises a brow and is like, Abner, because he always called me that. And he's like, how do you still have your hearing? I was like, I don't know.
Surprised no one asked me how I had my hearing. I don't even know.
But anyway, and he was like, just turn it down a little bit, because the way Mink...
You gotta admit, though, Mink was cool.
Yeah, the way he was...
Like, he was awesome.
After he got done with lecture, he would let you put your headphones in while you did your assignment.
Yeah.
And then when you were done with your assignment, you could sit there and talk. But every godforsaken morning, Abner, turn that shit down!
But yeah, I think Mink was probably my favorite teacher. Like,
I don't know. Mink and I had...
Like, Chief, you know, ROTC.
No, you can't say. Now, Mink, close second. You didn't have him, I don't think, but me and Chris did as our second period, our junior year, Mr. fucking Peters.
Mr. Peters, yes. I didn't have him for second. I think I had him for first period.
You had him for first, and me and Chris had him for second.
Yeah, because I think I met you guys working out one day, didn't I?
Yeah. Oh, God. I wish I could go back just to hear a teacher's bitch.
Did he ever hang on that pole sideways for you guys? Dude's like, what, 70, 60?
I think he did.
I don't know. He hung on that thing sideways. We're like, how the hell do you do that?
Then mine and Chris's running joke. Hey, kids, you want some cocaine?
Oh, wow.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, yo. Come here.
Do you remember Mr. Allen, Chris? Or Howard?
Mr. Allen?
Yeah.
Heavyset guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only reason I remember him, he was my Jags teacher. He got fired last year.
Really?
At the end of the year.
For what? Don't know.
They fired him.
Huh.
It's kind of like Mr. Fields, the English teacher.
Fields?
The English one. He got fired. Glasses. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Wait, how did he get fired?
Because there's too many English teachers at the
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
There was three altogether.
He got fired. Mr. Allen got fired. Everybody was getting fired.
I can't remember if it was... Did we all... It was either me, you, or me and Chris won.
Remember how he got fired?
How?
One, there was too many English teachers. And when he got fired, he came to my school. Subbed in my class.
So.
Oh, God. But anyway.
Chris, was he subbed in my class when I ran that one teacher off the course?
I can't remember her name.
And then,
Know what I'm talking about? Were you in my class? I don't think you were in it last week. Was he in the class?
No.
Listen, that class was what awful, class? Wasn't it?
Do any of you know Mr. Abner?
Yeah, I remember.
Science teacher?
Yep, I had him sophomore year.
He's the reason I had in-school detention and after-school detention as well. Because I used to have panic attacks in his class. And you know how most people, when they have panic attacks, they either have to sit down on the floor and do heavy breathing or they have to move. I used to tell him all the time that I have panic attacks. And he sent me to the office saying that, and tell the office that I wasn't listening and disrespecting the teacher, not following simple rules. And so Miss, what's her name, Williams, sister principal?
Yep.
Yeah, she got so used to seeing my face, she started to, before I even walked in, she would throw away my slip and go, you know what you got?
But that teacher that we had in fourth, well, like that old classroom that we're in.
It was a bitch.
Like.
Because I had him after lunch.
Listen, her last day, I think she threw a party, wouldn't it? Because she's leaving. But what was her words? What was it? I don't have to put up what you got. Yes, this is again. After that, who did we get? Miss Jones. The English one. Or who did we get? No, we went through fucking how many subs? We went through like five or six subs at the most.
No,
you're lucky.
Like, we gave everybody hell.
We went through every substitute teacher that we could have.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened to us because the principal had to come in there and talk to us. You remember that?
No, listen.
We were in the back of the classroom. We're like,
we eventually got.
We had substitute teachers. Yeah, we had teachers coming in on their sick days. We had the principal coming in, and then we also had to have Mr. Field from y'all's school that got fired come in. Finally, we got one teacher, Miss Mullins, after she moved down here from Minnesota, just so her kids would have a better school life. It doesn't matter. And then when we finally got her, it was like all the kids were happy and started actually doing their work.
Yeah.
Mainly the boys, because the boys thought she was hot. We had a lot of them got sent to ISS and stuff just simply because of the fact that they would hit on him.
That was kind of like our first period, senior year, Miss Jones. Every morning, walk in with a resealable monster. At the end of the year, she looked at me and was like, I don't know how you ain't fucking died of a heart attack yet.
I think it was funny because like we had all three have a dip in. And like
she would get on to Elijah and
just everybody on the left side of the room.
Basically. Yeah, basically. But me, you, and Chris in a line, son, all had dips in. She'd walk over there. How are you boys doing this morning?
I don't think you were in a line. I think it was like
Chris, no, it was me
and then you.
Do you know the English?
The way it was I sat behind, so it was Jack. I sat at the end of this row. And no, then, it was me, then you, and then Chris sat next to you.
Was that what it was? I think it was like I was behind
me, you.
You,
Howard, Jack.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And a box of four.
Yeah, that's right. Because me and Jack would switch around. Sometimes he would sit behind me. Sometimes I'd sit behind him.
But, I don't know.
It was...
Do y'all know Miss Sizemore?
No.
The English teacher?
Sizemore... No, maybe.
There goes a mouse.
Awesome.
Anyway.
So
you don't know Miss Sizemore, the English teacher?
I think so. No?
She was on the first floor, had blonde hair.
Yes, I had her freshman year when she had a different name.
Yeah, she ended up getting...
She got married midway through the year. Yeah. Or towards the end of the year.
Because the next year is when she taught all of us students for freshman English. that if we all heard any of the older students here call her by a different name, it's because she got married by the end of the school year, and that they still know her as by her old name. And I'm sitting there going, okay. But I used to sit in the front of her class, and it was so funny because I was quite disappointed there. And we were doing the slideshow, you know, at the beginning of the school year, she'll ask you all these questions and do the slideshow.
Yeah, I hated that shit.
Well, one of the slideshows is the rattlesnake and the Buddha puppet.
I can see. You know that.
You know that.
Snake in my boot.
There's a snake in my boot.
Well, she asked us, what was it? What did it mean?
Woody.
And everybody in the classroom either said a foot stepping on a snake, or a snake getting in a shoe, or, and then one dude, being stupid as he was, because he was one of the, he was like junior, he was the jokester in the school of my class, goes, Toy Story.
There's a snake in my boot.
But he didn't quote it, he just said, Toy Story. And I'm the only one that goes, don't tread on me. And she goes, so far we figured out who's the smartest in the class right now.
It was Toy Story.
It was Toy Story.
No, it was me. Thank you very much.
Ow, she hit me.
A boss.
And it was so funny because everybody's face went kind of like this.
Don't tread on me.
Because I was the only one that guessed it. I got all, because you know the slideshow has like 24 different slides on it.
Yeah, you want to know what's funny?
One of them. I named every single one of them.
She got me to do one. And I can't remember which particular one it was, but I finally mumbled something. She's like, what was that? And I said the answer, and she's like, Jesus Christ, the first words he said, and he was right.
Yeah, I mean, it's the quiet ones that get it right, except my freshman year were filled with a lot of preps, jocks, and jokers.
Oh, yeah. See, up until senior year, it was all, like, I would have one class where I would be stuck in the ones where, like, we would piss the teacher off on a daily basis.
Yep.
I had any of the teachers that you would piss on a daily basis, I'm going to punch the living shit out of you.
It wasn't me. I was the quiet one, damn it.
Well,
I was totally happy as long as...
We had this teacher. She was one of my last teachers of the day. And her class before us would piss her off so bad. She took it out on us. And then she would, at the end of the day, she would apologize. She would give us snacks for the how she behaved. And she's like, I know I shouldn't have gone and took it out on you. Class before y'all, I swear their parents need a good lesson or two themselves.
See, that's how Miss Jones, our first period math teacher our senior year, was. Except for her first period got her warmed up, like, in a good mood. Then second period pissed her off.
We were her last period. First period was good. Second period was all right. Third period was fine. And we were her fourth period.
What was it? Mm-hmm. What was it?
Third period would piss her off. Hardcore.
That's awesome.
To the point where half the class had to go to the freaking principal's office.
Oh, yeah.
I like the worst that we had.
We ended up getting a lot of apology snacks.
Or it wasn't a fourth.
And then, shit. Mr. Fields, math teacher.
I hated that motherfucker, too.
I loved him.
I don't know how to die.
He caught me dipping one time, and then every time he smelled any hint of tobacco, Chase, open your mouth.
I'm just like, you assuming motherfucker.
I don't understand why he did that to you, because my class, everybody nipped in it.
I know what's up.
But yeah, so I learned, because it was my sixth period, because I had him for lamp algebra.
I had him for lamp algebra.
Sixth period, so his last period of the day.
Oh, my period was before yours.
So,
literally. I was his fifth period.
Wait, you were in that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I
remember, because then we had Miss Jones
after
Christmas.
Yeah.
After Christmas, me, you, and him, English, lamp English, sixth period. But anyway,
yeah.
Every time he even got a whiff of tobacco smell, because he figured out what, you know, wintergreen dip. He, you know, some teachers will assume just wintergreen gum. Anytime he smelled wintergreen at all, he'd be like, Chase, open your mouth. I know that's your brand. Just like,
It's not other people dip that too.
It's like, you know, wintergreen's not, you know, the most common flavor in the world, but
so,
hey.
I ripped you over. I'm sorry. Because fifth period.
Did he say anything to me if I went in?
He said something to you like right before Christmas break.
Yeah.
I remember. Because me and you was sitting there talking to Jacob. You remember Jacob?
Yeah.
He was talking to me. Me, you, and him were talking, and he just walked over into me and you. And it was like, boys, I know. And I think it was more pointed towards me.
Oh,
he's like, I know I picked
her.
On you a lot this year, and I apologize for that. At least he apologized.
Yeah.
He's like, but, you know, I caught you once, and I assumed I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, he's really sweet afterwards.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, so I cussed you out for half a year for no reason, but I apologize for that. He's like, I never heard you. I was like, that's the point.
But, no, our class fucked you over, and I'm sorry about that. But third period, fourth period class for him would be hell on us.
Oh, they're going to have
so he would let, you know, the boys dip in my class while the girls, you know, did whatever they did. And we also watched the, that video show game or whatever.
Yeah.
We usually watch the one with the nerdy dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that dude, by the way. Anyways, he would let the boys dip, and after he would let the boys dip, some of them would spit on the floor, so he kind of assumed it was your class.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, because he pulled me out.
If I was to see them now, like, face-to-face, see all the people in my class, I could point at you, point to every single boy in that class that did it, and tell you which ones to beat up.
Ah, fuck it. But anyway, he pulled me out of first period one morning.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And I walked in there, and I was like, because he called Miss Hibbard.
He was my fifth period.
And,
he was,
but
yeah.
Anyway, he called Miss Hibbard, pulled me out first period, so I had to walk upstairs into his classroom, because Miss Hibbard's class was kind of on that main hallway
oh, yeah.
there.
Yeah, he moved and, after your assistant. Yeah, Mr. Fields, the math teacher's on the first floor.
No, he was upstairs.
I knew he was on the first floor.
Freshman year.
Yeah.
No, he's downstairs.
No, never mind.
He's
I had to come downstairs. That's right.
Yeah,
because my
she
fifth
was
period
upstairs,
was upstairs. Well, anyway.
And he was downstairs.
Miss Hit, you know, so I walked in. And I was like.
Because he was right next to the original math teacher, the one that's not.
And
there,
I was like.
The one I had.
I walked in and I was like, yeah, what do you need, Mr. Fields? I thought it was for an assignment or something.
No,
know.
My class fucked you over. I'm sorry.
And he was like, listen, I want to know if this was you or somebody else. And he walked back there to the back corner of his room, and he pointed. There was a big-ass fucking puddle of dip spit, and just two big, huge hog legs just threw right in the middle of it. And I was like...
My class spoke to you.
And I was like, sir, I'm going to tell you something.
I always spit in a bottle, thank you.
And I said, my parents raised me with a little bit of respect. I don't spit in the floor. I don't spit in the.
I bet you.
I don't spit in the books.
Which side of the class was it on?
That part
it was in the back
did,
right
did.
Corner yeah. as you were walking into the class.
I know who did it.
But anyway.
He does it every time.
But anyway.
Can't say the name.
Hmm?
Say so can't say the name.
I'm walking.
Okay. Anyway, go.
But anyway, so I was like, sir, my parents taught me raised me with a little bit of respect. And so go on, and he was like,
what?
Well, was it you?
Continue.
What is that for?
Oh, we're doing a podcast.
We've been doing a podcast for
an hour, about 53 minutes, yeah.
None of your friends, he's not friends with you.
So. That's okay.
It's kind of for 60 years.
Yeah.
But then I was like, and he was like, well, do you spit in a bottle or anything? And I was like, yep. He was like, I apologize.
It was either the bottle or the trash can.
You know my motive. You know my MO.
Yeah.
It was bottle or trash can as I walked in.
Yep.
And as I walked out.
I'm sorry.
That's how mine is.
But anyway.
Have you ever spit in the floor? No.
What?
Have you ever, like, spit in the floor or anything like that, or you always spit in the bottle?
Bottle, swallow, or trash can.
Swallows.
You got guts.
But anyway. I would gut it, too, most of the time, but I have water chaser.
Yeah.
Or pop chaser.
Yeah.
But
you
anyway.
Have water pop chaser?
Mostly kiwi.
Strawberry
yeah.
kiwi propel.
That was
there
awesome.
Go. Yes,
there's
but anyway.
That was awesome. I love strawberry kiwi.
So he apologized, and he was like, just go back to class. Me and you will talk at 6. sixth period rolls around, and I was like, I gave my can of dip to a buddy of mine who rode the bus with me at that time. I didn't have shit on me. I walked in there, son. The class was empty. I was the first person in there.
Your aunt texted me.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Maximum is 50 minutes or 60 minutes.
You only got 5 minutes left.
Splice it. Make another clip. And
we'll just finish this.
It was, class was empty, and he looked at me and was like, I apologize.
On second thought, we should probably end this right now. I'm at 1%.
Yeah. He apologized, so on and so forth.
Anyway, so, thank you guys for the ear. You guys want to say anything?
Thanks for listening to some of the most random bullshit stories from the world. Yep.
Anyway,
A bush, devil.
A wolf, a bush, no, oh, yeah, a wolf. A bush and the devil walked into a bar, and this is what they said.